For independent gubernatorial candidate, State Treasurer Timothy Cahill, time is growing short. He has just 11 days to convince voters to support his long-shot candidacy before Election Day. It's not been an easy last few weeks for Cahill. His running mate defected to the Republicans. He sued former campaign advisors to keep them from spilling campaign secrets. And the Attorney General is looking into whether his campaign used state lottery ads to its benefit. But Cahill is still in the race, making his case, as he did when we caught up with him yesterday at Mull's Diner in South Boston. Sitting with the treasurer in a back booth, we immediately noticed he stirred half and half into his coffee, but no sweetener.
I like it straight, without sugar, and I think that that's how I would be as a governor, is give it to people straight, without sugarcoating the challenges that we face.
The next governor is going to face a lot of serious problems, many of them right upon taking office, from the unemployment rate still high, the budget deficit more than $2 billion. So I'm wondering about day one. Day one of Tim Cahill in the corner office, what's the first thing you do?
Well, first thing I think we do by statute is we have to come up with a budget. The budget is a political document as well, and it sort of gives your values, where you're going to save money. If anything is sacrosanct, you know, what is it? I don't know if I can make a commitment that anything is off limits right now.
So a year from inauguration, what do you think you will have been able to accomplish given this uncertainty?
What we'll need to accomplish is further reform in health care. We need to bring costs down, because that is just does not work either for state government or for small businesses or for the private sector. Costs are too high. And I think it is a direct link to unemployment or the lack of employment growth, because health care costs are just unaffordable, not just for individuals, but for also people who have to provide them.
Let me ask you about being an independent in the corner office. How are you going to push legislation through a Democratic House and Senate in a state where it's been notoriously difficult for even a Democratic governor to get things done?
By dealing with people as individuals, not as party members. And I think that most folks in the building, not everybody, but many of the folks in the building in the legislature see themselves as individual representatives who are supposed to represent their districts first, their party second. That sometimes gets turned upside down when party loyalty is called into question, or you have to, you know, do it for the Speaker or the Senate President. It's also, I think, means that you have to look beyond the leadership. And I don't think the Democratic governor has looked beyond the leadership. The Republican governors in the past have ignored just about everybody in the legislature because they just haven't been able to work with anyone. And when I say look beyond the leadership, at its core, what it really means is cobbling together enough of a constituency that at least can uphold a veto. Because if you can't uphold a veto, you've really got no leverage.
Do you see Tim Cahill someday returning to the Democratic Party?
No, I don't. I like where I am now. This is where I started. Back in the 70s when I first registered, I registered as an independent, which I'd forgotten that I ever did. I wasn't thinking about it, and I didn't remember having done it because I tended to vote for Democrats for the most part, at least in the early part of my career, and that's why I was a Democrat, because that's what you did in those days. You voted a Democrat, you became a Democrat. But I want to represent those people who don't feel tethered to either side and that want to have the flexibility to think independently and react to the situations as they come forward, not reflectively be right or left.
I want to ask about the Tim Cahill model of leadership. In the campaign, you've had a little bit of a rough and tumble time keeping your team together. As we know, some members jumped ship, including your lieutenant governor, some to endorse the Republican. So how are you going to put together a team that you believe in and that believes in you?
Well, I honestly believe, Bob, from being in politics for many years, that people miss the difference between campaigning and governing. I've learned through trial and error, especially through my last election, that governing is different. So the folks that have surrounded me in Treasury will be a key part of the administration going forward. We'll have to add to that and bring in more expertise, but they'll be my confidants because they've proven in both good times and in bad times that they are able to help me solve problems. Not having a lieutenant governor may be an advantage for me, not having to worry about bringing two sort of disparate political parties together, at least internally in the campaign, because I've seen how that doesn't always work. It's never blown up publicly the way it has in my campaign, but it's often is sort of under the radar screen where you have divisions and people dropping dimes on each other and sort of the struggle to get out from under the the shadow of the governor by the lieutenant governor. I don't have to face that challenge going forward. And the fact that I know, and we all know, sort of what Paul was all about before the election is better than to have found that out after the election. So in some ways, I'm relieved.
Let me ask about long-term vision here, if I might. How will changes and how will difficult decisions, budget cuts in the next year, help the state in the long run? How are they going to lay out the groundwork for the state's future?
I will see as a solution or as a vindication of people's faith in me, if we're looking down 4 years from now, we have more people working, far more people working, not just a small number of people working, but far more people working. I'm shooting for full employment. So it's not a complicated vision. It's a pretty straightforward, simple vision that I think works in its simplicity, because we can come up with all kinds of social programs for people who don't have work, but if we can come up with jobs, that will solve a lot of the problems. I saw it happen in my own family when my father was unemployed. We were faced with problems of how do we feed us, you know, how do we get to college, how do we pay for college, how do we keep a roof over our head. Him getting a job solved most of those problems, not all of them, but most of those problems. And I think that that is my vision, and that's what I want to be known for. And I think that that's where I might bring a difference, because I'm living that same lifestyle. You know, how do we put our kids through school? Can we afford to get the fourth one through like we did the first three? Are we going to be able to save for our retirement after we're done doing that?
So then finish this sentence for me. 4 years from now, a couple of voters are sitting in the booth behind us, and they're talking about Tim Cahill, and one of them says, I'm glad we put Tim Cahill in the governor's seat because...
He gave it everything he had, and he's working hard for us, not for anyone else.
Tim Cahill, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Bob. Thank you.
Independent gubernatorial candidate Timothy Cahill. We hope to catch up with the other candidates for governor in the next week. For all the political news, go to WBUR.org and visit our blog, Election Wire.